Over the next year, another 34,000 American troops will come home from Afghanistan. This drawdown will continue, and by the end of next year, our war in Afghanistan will be over.
That was the good news from the president's speech, State of the Union. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing, America? Boy, oh boy, we can certainly poke a lot of holes, fact-checking wise, in what the prez has to say. I'm not rooting against the guy because I'm rooting for America, but the State of the Union pushing for more government spending to me is a loser deal all the way around because we don't have the money. There's not some big giant bank vault loaded with cash on hand, unless it's the stuff that we're printing like Monopoly money with nothing to back it up. Not to be negative and cynical in the beginning of this hour. A vote in Congress on gun control legislation was heavily weighing on the president's mind. He mentioned it during the hour-long speech.
Overwhelming majorities of Americans, Americans who believe in the Second Amendment, have come together around common sense reform.
All right, if you believe in the Second Amendment, are you hoping for some sort of gun control? What often is pointed out, and the president has mentioned this, as have many other people, when you look at polls done by the NRA, the so-called, and it's a misnomer, but the so-called assault weapons, in other words, rapid fire, the AKs that are similar to the M16s that soldiers are using, the assault weapon ban that expired, kicking that back in again and seeing that fly through Congress would be one of the president's initiatives. If you are somebody who believes in the Second Amendment, do you think that's the right thing to do? Because the polls that the NRA has conducted in the past show that 75% of the members say, sure, yeah, get rid of them. Also, background checks, more thorough background checks. That's another part of what he's proposed. I don't think any of it is going to sail through Congress anyway, but an open vote would mean that people that are trying to sort of stay on the fence because of their constituents wouldn't be able to do that any longer, and I think that's part of the reason why the president said, you must vote on this. They deserve a yes or no on immigration and on guns, meaning America. Speaking of America and working in the economy, this was also part of the thrust of the speech and the idea of keeping America working, pay the bills and keep on doing it was also part of the theme.
Let's agree right here, right now, to keep the people's government open and pay our bills on time and always uphold the full faith and credit of the United States of America.
And, of course, that is a reference to March 1st. The sequester falls down, the automatic cuts. And at the end of March, if all things aren't kosher with the second part of the disastrous fiscal cliff, then the government could shut down. Also a reference, I think, to that as well. So much is made about Iran and nuclear weapons. That was part of the little bit that was addressed when it comes to other nations not letting them get them.
The leaders of Iran must recognize that now's the time for a diplomatic solution because a coalition stands united in demanding that they meet their obligations, and we will do what is necessary to prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon.
The other thing was real reform defined, talking about the fact that the president says in the years since he's been president, we've accomplished a lot with immigration, especially at the borders, and we really have to be vigilant about keeping that up.
Real reform means stronger border security, and we can build on the progress my administration's already made, putting more boots on the southern border than at any time in our history, and reducing illegal crossings to their lowest levels in 40 years.
And then another theme as part of the State of the Union address is the fact that talking about the deficit and reducing it really isn't any kind of an option.
Most of us agree that a plan to reduce the deficit must be part of our agenda. But let's be clear. Deficit reduction alone is not an economic plan.
All right, so here's the job of that I undertook when I was watching this. Cherry picking the laundry list to see if he got it right when he was talking about illegal immigrants and some of the other things that were the main gist of the State of the Union. There was certainly a Republican counter-argument. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, handled that because he took a big gulp in the middle of what he was countering back with and reached for water. That became the big titillation for Twitter. But he has presidential aspirations, or at least people around him have aspirations for him for 2016. So it was a big moment, and he fared okay in his response. He said that the real cause of our debt is that our government has been spending $1 trillion more than it takes in every year. That's why we need a balanced budget amendment, which is directly counter to the president saying, who cares about the deficit, basically. It's not about the deficit. That's not a plan. That's not an option. And here's the thing. It's math. You have to look at the math. What we've been in the worst recession since the Depression, and then there's the after effects of that. So the deficit is caused by spending for sure, but also you got to have spending and some taxes. But the problem is when it comes time to pay after we've been slammed by a ridiculous, enormous expansion of government, why should we have to pay these crazy tax rates that they're talking about to make up for the mistakes of people who are greedy beyond belief and just allowed for tripling of some government entities where it wasn't necessary to have that growth? So, you know, the ability to tackle the debt has been terrible in the last couple of years because there is no balanced budget and we are not meeting the obligations we should be meeting. When are we ever going to pay down the principal? And speaking of paying, one of the things that the president also said is minimum wage needs to go up. And he's proposed that minimum wage goes up to $9, but then this goes back to the same thing. Surely we're going to have to come up with a lot of money to meet all of the expectations of what he's proposing in the State of the Union address. And this is just the president throwing his outline out there for Democrats to listen to and Republicans, because the legislative branch would have to come up with a bill, would have to get the bill to him. And twice he mentioned that. Put it on my desk. I will sign it. And I don't think there's going to be much movement at all in the House. And in the Senate, it's about the numbers. So either chamber that we're talking about, it's always, do we have the numbers? And the answer is for gun control, the numbers, I don't think, are there. For immigration, there is a little more bipartisan cooperation. And if the legislation is right, even though we have laws in the books that just need to be enforced, but okay, I'll play along. If you come up with the so-called path, I think they're going to really try to build it maybe this time around. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone.
All right, I'm going to say that our daily salute goes to somebody who's bad to the bone. Wait till you hear this, America. No matter how you feel about the president or the State of the Union address, I mean, hey, listen, I say everybody's invited to the party on America tonight because truly I want it to be a representation of America and what's bugging us and what we like about America and what we're trying to see thrive in our country, so that we continue to be the greatest nation on the face of the earth, frankly. That's why people lean on us, because we're reliable. America is resilient and reliable. Well, this story is about that. A Florida woman who's 102 years old, Desalene Victor from Miami, flew from Miami to Washington to get to town for the State of the Union address. She was one of the guests in the House Visitors Gallery because during his State of the Union address, the president cited her as an example worth following, saying she was concerned about whether people like her would get to have their say in an election, and she waited for a long time to vote in this last election, because she had that resolve to cast her ballot. So I'm going to say, no matter if you have an R or a D or an I somewhere emblazoned on your chest, you have to think that's pretty cool that she's 102 and she was voting. So, Desalene, you absolutely get a little applause from us here on America Tonight. Yeah, That's a good one. That's a feel-good story. There's another one. There were a lot of different people that were out in the gallery. And like I said, there's some that you would absolutely agree with. And all presidents do that. Bush did that. Reagan did that. Everybody does it. And I think it's, some of the stories are good because it highlights, hey, this is America. Look at what somebody's overcome. And usually that's what it's about. There was a Sergeant Carlos Evans, a U.S. Marine from Fayetteville, North Carolina, lost both legs, his left hand during service, which was three deployments to Iraq and one to Afghanistan. And the president signed his prosthetic arm when he visited the White House. And I mean, what a cool thing that was, that, you know, you got somebody like Evans who goes again and again and again and isn't worried about himself. He's worried about serving his country, whether we think we should have been there as long as we were or not. He did it over and over and clearly over again, and was very, very proud of that. And then there was the mayor from Arizona, who was the first Hispanic mayor of Avondale, Arizona, and she was elected in 2006. She served 14 years on the city council. That's a pretty long time to be on the city council. And she's somebody who grew up working hard with her parents on a farm. Boy, that is hard work. And I have a lot of friends that grew up on farms. Oh, they tell me about that baling hay. I don't know that I could do that, boy. I don't have that upper body strength. But anyway, she picked cotton with her parents on the farmland that ironically is now where City Hall sits in Avondale, Arizona. And I thought that was a pretty neat story as well. And there were people that were in the gallery that were there from Newtown, Connecticut, families who were holding pictures of their children who were killed. And, of course, that's such a sad story anyway, although that story is being pushed to represent the whole idea of, okay, we need to do something about the guns. We need to do something about the guns. And really, the further you get away from Newtown, Connecticut, and that horrible, terrible, disgusting act, the further you get away from that, the agenda of the president or the Democrats, or some of the Democrats, because not all are on board with that, to push more reform with guns and to push the idea of some kind of gun control here and there, that's the story that really tugs at you. And so that's part of the reason for those people. But it's, no, regardless, it's awful what they endured. And many of them actually are speaking out in public, and some are actually saying the idea of confiscating guns or getting people paranoid about guns being taken from them is not the right way to go. So bravo to them, too, because they have to be getting a ration of heat for saying that. It's automatically assumed that if your child was heinously gunned down in a mass shooting, you would automatically say, forget it. Like, so we need to be like England, get the guns away, get them out, get them off. And not all the families are saying that. And so bravo to the ones who are, whatever they're speaking on, if they're really being authentic, I think that's certainly a good thing. The president emphasized the need for more background checks for gun buyers in the State of the Union address, saying that the overwhelming majorities of Americans favor the proposal as a way to keep firearms from criminals. So will they actually see that part of it go through? He said police chiefs want lawmakers to ban weapons of war and magazines carrying large amounts of ammunition. So, frankly, the police, the deputies, etc., are not going to be outgunned. And you know that the president proposed all the ideas after the killings of the 21st graders in Connecticut. But expanded background checks seems to be the only thing that has the biggest support or enough support to get Congress to maybe pass that part of it versus all the other things that were outlined. And probably in the next day or two, what we'll see, since this was the State of the Union, now what happens is the president will speak and talk about the things that he talked about in the State of the Union to get that support, to get that, you know, get the reaction and to get people thinking about the things that he mentioned that he wants to see in the United States in the next couple of years. But, you know, again, it goes back to ultimately having enough votes to make that happen. The other story that has captivated so many people has nothing to do with Washington or politics or whether they're going to pick your pocket for more taxes or mine or what's going to happen with guns when it comes to legislation or will there be no legislation. It's this wild manhunt for the ex-LA police officer that now is believed to be dead after a standoff in a cabin where he barricaded himself inside. We're talking about Christopher Dorner, and then had a shootout that killed a deputy and also wounded another who looks like he's going to survive. But they heard the gunshot clearly. Now they found a charred body. They're trying to identify it, but they believe that it's his. They're going to use those normal methods, the forensic test, to determine if the body belongs to him. The results most likely, we would assume, would be positive. So the search for the most wanted man in America over the last week ended the way that many people thought it would end, that he would die, that he would be killed with the cops pursuing him. You had thousands and thousands of Boys in Blue and others who were on the hunt for Dorner since his campaign to get revenge against the L.A. Police Department for being fired. He threatened in his manifesto just over a week and a half ago to bring warfare to officers and their families. So there was a lot of fear in this search to get him, to take him out, to get him down. And also, I think there was fear for the conflicts over his story and what's poured out since then. But truly, the tragedy is the couple that was killed. What do they have to do with any of this stuff? And just targeting the police officers. He was so crazed with rage that he was willing to risk it all and go after anyone that he could possibly take out. And so it looks like he now has been taken out of the game. And, of course, we're learning more once they positively identify him. But without a doubt, it had to be him, unless he's a magician and found a way to get out of there and it's somebody else. Hang with us. We're kicking the can to the other side.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case space, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Cabin is still too hot for anybody to make entry. There has been nobody located inside of that cabin. Until we have confirmation, A, that a body was located, and B, that that body belongs to Christopher Dorner, the Los Angeles Police Department is going to continue on with its high-profile protection detail of our officers. Recovering bodies out of burned buildings, as you may know, is very difficult, and it's difficult to identify the remains of someone in a building, and that could take days or possibly even weeks to do a DNA analysis or a forensic dental analysis, depending on the condition of the body.
All right, that was the commander out at the scene, Andrew Smith, and we're talking Big Bear Lake, so how about that? I really thought he was trying to throw people off the track, but they were right in the end, caught up with Christopher Dorner at a cabin, you know, snow all over the place, and he was holed up in a cabin. Apparently, he was also holding a couple for a while, and the cabin was then set on fire earlier in the day when the officers descended onto this cabin. They were yelling at him, basically through one of those megaphones and trying to get Dorner to come out. There was a gunfight and another officer was killed. Then there was also a single gunshot heard from within the cabin, and the cabin then set on fire. So they believe the body of Christopher Dorner is inside. He certainly has been America's most wanted man over the last week, and the way it would have ended would be with his death and the cops on his tail surrounding that cabin. He is believed to have killed, as you know, four people. And the people in Los Angeles have really, really been on edge wondering what was going to happen next, and there were police officers on a hit list that were guarded. And, you know, here we are, this resort town about 80 miles outside of Los Angeles, ending with the cabin on fire, and it was broadcast live all over the place. And this was happening when the president was in the middle of a State of the Union address, by the way. So you had television helicopters, you had a fire burning, giant trees, you know, in the background and right there where the cabin was. And they still don't know, as you heard the commander say there, whether or not it's that Dorner's in there, although they certainly believe that. If he's a magician, a Houdini, maybe he could find a way to evaporate out of a house, but I seriously doubt it. How would he have gotten out? That would be the question. Was there a tunnel underneath? Was there a way to do that? I don't think so. And, boy, that would be one unbelievable story if that was the case. So we assume that he is charred up, gone in this cabin. And after they got that report of the stolen pickup truck, and they went to and saw the burned-out truck, it turned out that that was ultimately the right thing for them to do, to pursue Big Bear and to climb all over the place and try to find him. The man who is believed to be Dorner, by the way, never came out of the cabin, as I said, and it ended with a single shot heard inside, then the cabin up in flames. But there was crazy conflicting reports about whether a body was inside after the fire, and that's why you heard the commander say that it would take a while to do this and to prove and to go through the records and everything else. But I don't see how that's possible that he wasn't in there. And there was a report that there was a body that had been seen in the rubble of the fire of the aftermath, but they kind of shut that message down. So what a way for this thing to end, and including with yet another death. So four altogether. Wow. Unbelievable. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Talking about Dorner and that craziness and what ultimately happened, seems like happened anyway. And also the State of the Union address, Marco Rubio. And on the Tea Party side, Rand Paul, the response, the rebuttal to what the president had to say for an hour, talking about the middle class a lot. That seemed to be the biggest word. Not very much about guns until the very, very end, demanding that there be some kind of a vote because we owed it to the people whose families had been victimized by people with guns. Let's go to Don in Texas. Hello, Don.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I thought I would give you a little bit of an insight there to what I see in the party right now, the Democratic Party.
Sure.
And that is like giving your child your credit card. Do you really think the child cares what goes on your credit card? Absolutely not. The government doesn't care what the money is spent for. It's not their money. It's somebody else's.
Yes, it's your money and my money, our taxes,
right.
Yes. Yeah. That's
okay,
crazy.
And that's how you have to look at it.
I agree. I say it's our own. I mean, think about it. I have bills that come in every month. Don, you have bills that come in every month. What do we do? Do we just, if we get a million credit card offers, do we just pretend that we have all this money in the world backing it up and that we're going to hit the lottery and we keep putting everything on credit? And that's what it's like.
Well, that's exactly what it's like, and that's what the government's counting on. Raising of the wages right now, what does that do? That increases the taxes.
That's right.
That the government collects, okay? This is a vicious cycle that they're running, and as the taxes go up, of course, they're going to spend more money.
Yeah,
they don't have to worry.
That's right, but you and I have to worry, because that's more money on top of more money that we have to pay for other things as well. So ultimately, we pay the price for it. And it is the middle class that kept getting brought up that pays the price, which is so funny. Oh, we're going to make it better for the middle class. But that's the group, especially, that gets squeezed.
Yep. We're going to pay more taxes, more insurance, and we got a nice... do you realize that if they increase it $2, how much more the taxes are going to be, how much more the insurance is going to go up? What are we left with? We're actually taking home less money than we were at the current minimum wage. So you're going to force prices to go up, cost of living to go up, and everything else. You know, we got less money to spend. So we're going to see more bankruptcies, just a bunch of nonsense. And on the Dahmer thing, I got to see a little of that, and I feel sorry for the officers that were involved.
Mm.
They actually did everything they could to get him to come out. He made the decision not to come out, not them.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part to it.
Yeah.
He's a mental case, and mm-hmm. he might have been able to be treated and granted confined. But, you know, these officers and what they have been through in the families, I really do sympathize with the people in L.A., especially the people who lost their family members. I'm talking about the police officers that were killed and relatives that were killed, as well as the stress that all of California suffered through this. This has been a nightmare for everyone.
Yeah, it has been a nightmare. I agree with you, Don. Good call. Good call. Call us again. He's right. It has been a nightmare for everyone in L.A. We had one of my pals, Ann Martin, on last night and said that that's all anyone was talking about. You know, I say that there's common denominators that we all have. You get into an elevator, and what do you talk about? Somebody, you're going up, and somebody looks at you and says, oh, hello, and geez, how about the weather? It's so cold, it's unbelievable. I could barely find a place to park, and I had to walk across an ice sheet, or it's so hot, I feel like I'm dancing on the sun, or whatever it is. But this is all anybody in Los Angeles was talking about. They were scared to death, and they were also scared that the police were wired so tight, because it was tough for them. They were concerned about the hit list and the families, because of ultimately what happened with one of the families, with the daughter and the fiancé, being killed by Dorner. What a sad, sad thing for the retired cop to have to hear, to get that phone call, and then to get the phone call from Dorner himself, basically saying that, you know, this was revenge. And it's been awful for an entire week. Thousands of cops on the hunt for the former Navy reservist since he launched that campaign to get revenge against the boys in blue at the LAPD for his firing. He threatened to bring warfare to the officers and their families, and he brought warfare, because that's what happened with blockades all over the place, and people wearing vests and protecting the 50 cops and their family. Ultimately, the long, long search at Big Bear Lake, because it was tough, 600 cabins, houses to go through and try to pick up a trail of Dorner. So there he was at Big Bear Lake. That's where they found his pickup truck last week. That was last Tuesday is when they got the report of the stolen pickup truck and all that stuff. And then ultimately a couple days later, where the truck was abandoned on Thursday, and then the description of Dorner and what people were seeing happening, and the pursuit of him and a shootout, and then being holed up in this cabin, and the fact that one more officer died and another is expected to live but is undergoing surgery. So there were also people that were wounded, and that Big Bear Lake mayor felt awful about the deputy's death and also the wounded colleague of the deputy, and said, you know, we're grateful for what they're doing to help our families up here. Dorner never came out of the cabin, and the rest is history. Ultimately, they'll officially say that it was his body, and this whole nightmare is over. But the aftermath for people certainly isn't. Like the first victims, Monica Kwan, a college basketball coach, just 28 years old, and her fiancé, Keith Lawrence, and they were shot in their car in a parking lot garage near their condo in Orange County after the Super Bowl, having no idea what was going on, and getting the phone call, the LAPD captain, the former captain, Randall Kwan, who represented him before the disciplinary board, and being shocked that his family was ripped apart that way. Hey, remember, you can always hit us up at americatonight.net. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
There were so many other important things that are going on. Darn it. Why did we have to have the State of the Union address and the crazy gunman, Chris Dorner, the hunt for where is Chris Dorner, and in a fiery cabin in the mountains in California, still waiting to know whether or not officially that is his body? Because there were some big things we could have really focused the show on, like the Westminster Dog Show in New York. A 5-year-old Appin Pinscher, I never even heard of that breed of dog, Banana Joe, edged out a 20-month-old English sheepdog to win Best in Show. Does anybody know what an Appin Pinscher is? I'm going to have to look this up. I have no idea. I've never even heard of an Appin Pinscher. It's probably cost $5,000 for that kind of dog. You know, the well-bred dogs. I'm a middle-class chick, so I have mutts. I have a golden retriever that looks like a golden retriever, but I have a feeling that the AKA certified whatever father mated with a feral hound But luckily, Mahalo passes, just barely passes for a retriever, but certainly wouldn't with the highfalutin crowd at Westminster. And then there's this other story, too, that is really big. I don't know that I will ever be coaxed into taking a cruise, Carnival cruise. What is going on with that? Passengers are starving to death, and then they're fighting each other, clawing each other for food when they get food. When another cruise ship pulls up and they fling some food on board on the decks, then people line up, and I guess some people were trying to hoard food, grab 3 and 4 sandwiches because they're starving. They say they have poop running down the walls of the ship. I'm sorry, I don't know how else to describe that. Is that the worst? And people are going to the bathroom in baggies? What? It's like camping. Camping on Carnival cruise. You just don't know what's going to happen. They say it's a shanty town in the Gulf of Mexico. They have terrible ventilation and non-functioning toilets. Whew. I don't think anyone's ever going to talk me into a cruise. Plus, they were supposed to stop tugboats were taking them into I have to laugh, into port somewhere in Mexico, but instead that's been moved to Mobile, Alabama. So now they're going to be on the boat longer. They're going to be on the boat until Thursday. They're going to be on the boat till Thursday. I mean, I hate to say it, but it'd be like a great diet plan because you're starving to death, you can't breathe, you can't go to the bathroom, and you can't stand to even be on that boat 2 more seconds. You're hot. You're impatient. People are hoarders around you. That is a nightmare. I mean, that is a nightmare. Then this happened. This other big story happened. And this was all because, by the way, the cruise ship, the engine blew. And because of that, the fire in the engine room, I guess they're just not prepared for those kinds of things. And so that's why they're ended up in this situation and having to be pulled in and whatnot. So moving along from the cruise ship to the Olympics, the wrestling got the big old axe at the Olympics because it was low in a bunch of categories, including popularity with the public at the London Games. Wrestling is done. No more wrestling. They're not going to do wrestling at the Olympics? That's I don't know. There's something not right about that. Wrestling has been around for so long. Cutting it out? That's like when they cut out softball. It's just not right. So no more wrestling in the Olympics for now anyway, if you were interested in that. And also this, the Pope, you know, he resigned. So who ultimately is going to get the job of the next pope? It's strange because they haven't had to play this out for 600 years. They are really taking bets. No joke, I double-checked on that. They're taking bets all over Europe on who the next pope is going to be. And there are two from Africa that are the odds-on favorites. The American popes, and there's really only one, Dolan, who could possibly even be named. And his odds are, like, off the charts, like a gazillion to one, seriously, like 1,000 to 1. All right, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. So Kevin writes, Kate, watch the State of the Union address. I felt compelled to do so, wanted to see if I would hear anything new. I'll be honest with you, I am a lifelong Democrat. I'm sure your audience is quaking at the thought of that. But I'm really considering chucking my Democrat card. Seriously, I don't understand what Obama is saying when he keeps saying the same things. We keep hearing about more jobs, but yet we don't really see more jobs being created. We keep hearing about proposals to do this and to do that, and these are things that we heard about for the last couple of years that never, ever take form. After all, he's not the legislative body of these United States, and maybe that's the big problem. I give him kudos for one thing, and that would be the new steps in reducing the military, with 34,000 American troops withdrawing from Afghanistan within a year. And he also took a swing at North Korea, because as you know, you mentioned on your show, the nuclear test they did, and he said that those kind of provocations will only isolate them further. But I'll be curious as to what kind of sanctions could possibly take place, among others, that would cause a block of North Korea. So maybe he did still come up short there. I'm rambling now, but I enjoy the show, Kev. So we move from Kevin to Joe in Illinois. Joe says, State of the Union address, since he won election, Obama. I don't understand, Kate. You are a smart lady. I think his speech was pretty good. I'm going to give him, in fact, a B. He talked about that there has been progress, but we need to build on it. He talked about immigration and specifically mentioned the problems at the border by saying more boots on the ground and not letting people cross in illegally. I thought that was pretty good. And then he talked about increasing the minimum wage to $9. It would be the first increase in 6 years. In 6 years. I say bravo, Obama. And I think other people are just ignorant to what he's saying because they flat out don't like the man. That doesn't include you, though, my darling. Still love you. Bye. So thanks, Joe, I guess. But see, here's the problem. Yes, minimum wage. If you say, great, we increase it to $9, that would be good if we had balanced budgets and we had the money to do it, but we don't. We keep going back to the same thing. Where are we paying for it? Where are we paying for it? It's the money's not there. This is we are a credit card nation. We are buying everything on credit. We cannot do that. And it's not just, you know, it's not Republican rhetoric. It's really what it is. If I went up to an economics professor and who didn't have any politics, who knew nothing, was not involved in politics at all, and said, here's the numbers, here's the sheets, what would they tell you to do? How do we survive in the long run? There's no way you can keep running those kind of deficits. It's just the truth of it. It really is. But I respect the fact that you're backing up the president, even though I disagree. I thought that he did what he does well. He delivered the speech the way he delivers all speeches. But the economic blueprint, I think, was abysmal. I couldn't see any traction that we could find anywhere in what he was saying. I couldn't see it. He did do one thing, and taking a page out of what I would say I think politicians have to do, is why don't politicians ever say, you know, sorry, we can't do everything, we're not going to be able to do this. He said the one line where he said, Americans don't expect government to solve every problem, but they expect us to forge reasonable compromise where we can. But that includes you, Mr. President.
Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.